This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch. We appreciate everything that you're doing, especially the over-the-road truck drivers that are out there getting the products moved from point A to B. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter. We're also at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too. Our website is the Captain's America Third Watch. com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us from California, where I think it's a little cooler than it is where I'm at tonight, we have got the professor of politics. That would be none other than Kyle Warren.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce.
Tune in. Well, that's nice. Okay, Kyle, let's come on in here.
Hi, Captain.
I just welcomed you again.
That's right. Yes, well, 54 degrees here as we head into the weekend.
Oh, wow, we're 57, so we're getting close.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, for those aged 18 and older, the FDA has now recommended that people receive the booster dose 5 months instead of 6 after the initial vaccine regimen of the 2 shots. And the FDA also yesterday revised their emergency use of authorization for Moderna and the COVID-19 vaccine by shortening the period of time between receiving the initial 2-dose vaccinations and the booster shot by 1 month.
That's right, and we're also hearing tell, Captain, of a possibility of recommending a fourth shot or a second booster, as it were, and I think that had to do with Moderna. But these shortened times and so forth are very interesting, to say the least.
Well, it seems that regardless of what the shot is that you got, 6 months in, you need to find another one.
Right. Well, exactly, because what they're finding, of course, we're having a large real-world, you know, sort of a data stream that comes in, and so they're able to make those kinds of determinations. What are people's resistance looking like that have had the vaccine? And certainly, Captain, with what we've seen with Omicron, as we were talking off air, I have a good friend of mine had contracted Omicron but had very mild symptoms. They had been vaccinated, so all is well in that sense, and so that's why keeping the vaccine, or at least keeping your resistance up through a vaccine, but also, as well as we've talked about too, the idea you want to make sure that you've got your vitamins, you're doing all the great things that you can do to keep your immune system as high as possible.
And, you know, the easiest way, and when somebody called me the other day, I forget who it was, I think it was Mike down in Sarasota, he said both he and his wife were sick, and they had been for about a week to 10 days, and they didn't really know what to do. You know, they'd had the vaccinations, this, that, and the other. And I said, well, start pumping yourself up for vitamins.
Right, right. I mean, it never hurts, and so forth. And but certainly, making sure that you're absolutely at tip top condition for whatever that means for any individual, that gives you a real good fighting chance against this kind of thing, because the transmissibility is so high. You can't simply figure that there's no way that you could ever contract this. But if you did, then you definitely want to be as strong as possible to fight against it.
Yeah, so, you know, the best thing you can do is eat healthy and take the vitamins that fight this, vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D and all that good stuff. And I take that, plus I take a really good multiple vitamin, and I double that up. I take it twice a day. So that's all I can tell you. I mean, that's how you fight it.
Well, that's exactly right. And thankfully, a lot of the stories that we've heard have been of the mild symptoms that seem to go away fairly quickly.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, and let's see, where's my clock here? Okay, I got enough time to do this. Congressman Brian Mast, who is a retired Army Ranger who lost both his legs in battle for the country, called Vice President Kamala Harris historically ignorant and tactically illiterate for comparing the January 6th Capitol riot to the U.S. tragedies that killed thousands of people, Pearl Harbor and September 11th.
Well, you know, Captain, obviously Pearl Harbor 9/11 sneak attacks, very well coordinated, thought out, and unfortunately very effective in that regard. But most people that have been asked about the January 6th, at least there was a poll, I think, that was out just yesterday, but they see it as a protest that went very wrong, but not as a premeditated sneak attack as we saw in Pearl Harbor in the 1940s, or 9/11 in 2001.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned September 6th, the commission, because when we come back, we're going to tell you who they're going to be calling. They announced another name yesterday, and they subpoenaed somebody else to appear. We'll see what happens. But in the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We are going to be coming right back.
A warning, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. You all know Relief Factor is something I've been taking for 7 years and is part of my daily regimen. Now, because of what I did to myself this week when I hurt myself again, I'm taking it 3 times a day, not 2 times a day, because I had a problem right away with the swelling and the inflammation in my leg and my ankle and my foot, and I had to get it back down, and that was the one way I could do it, the fastest way I knew I could get it done, and it took care of it. But it also went to the source of the pain that I was having, which happened to be a hairline fracture, and it took care of that. It took care of the pain right at the source, and it took about 30 minutes or so for that to happen before it died down, but it did. And all I can tell you is the doggone stuff works. It's 100% drug-free, and you can find out more about the Relief Factor 3-week quick start that costs $19.95 by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets it started. And you won't be sorry. You won't be sorry. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've got a very strange circumstance going on in Michigan regarding the defendants who were charged in the Governor Gretchen Whitmer attempted kidnapping case that were entrapped by the FBI. Now, the Department of Justice actually came out and said something, which I was surprised they said it. They did say that one of its undercover informants was, in fact, a double agent working with the kidnappers against the government and the FBI, supplying the information to them what was going on. But this informant was the guy to put all of this together and what they were going to do and how they were going to do it. And they're pitching a bitch about this. They're saying, hey, man, that we got entrapped. This isn't right.
Well, you know, this isn't the first time that we've heard about this kind of thing general. And so, yes, it does beg the question, are they being super sleuths or is this some sort of entrapment? That being said, obviously, anybody, Captain, who would go along with anyone who would float a plan to kidnap Governor Whitmer and et cetera, I mean, they're not good. They definitely are not the kind of people that we want. But obviously, there could be something to this in a legal sense in terms of their defense on this. But obviously, you know, doing what they were planning to do is completely out of kilter.
Well, apparently there is, and they wouldn't be mentioning it. At least their attorney wouldn't be mentioning it. Now, President Joe Biden, looking backward on the day when he said the country should focus on the way forward, mentioned the former President Donald Trump 16 times in his speech, marking the one-year anniversary of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Now, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise said that they just want to continue talking about Donald Trump or anything else other than the problems that they created themselves.
You know, Captain, what they want to do is get any good day of a news cycle, anything. And they were more than happy to just sort of resurrect the whole thing about Donald Trump and in general and talk about it in the context of January the 6th. And then also act as though they've already come to these conclusions that somehow they're just foregone conclusions, even while you have a January 6th commission that's supposed to be fact-finding and come up with some kind of report on the whole thing. But they definitely want to have a good news cycle. They want to detract from all the other stuff that is going on. And by that, I mean everything else. There's nothing good that's happening with the Biden administration, and they know it.
Now, I got an interesting statistic that got dropped in my lap yesterday. As first reported by the Daily Wire, the CBC Investing Club with Jim Cramer threw out some numbers on Friday morning that showed some 3.1 million people have been out of work due to closures thanks to inflation or government regulations. Now, the amount of people who have lost their jobs during Biden's economy has been nothing short of massive, according to the new numbers discussed by CNBC.
Well, when things become unsustainable because the costs are too high, or, you know, the companies literally go out of business, or they can't sell their product, or they can't get a product to sell, it's going to have these kinds of ramifications. And, you know, unfortunately, you have the administration talking about making those great union jobs and that kind of stuff. It's all just for show.
Well, I've noticed what's going on in the restaurants, and this will give you some idea. A large cup that used to be, say, 32 ounces is now 24 ounces.
Yeah.
Okay, they've cut back the portions. And when you used to get spaghetti and meatballs at an Italian place, you might get three or four meatballs. Now you get two.
Yeah, probably because, again, it's the cost of the supplies and all the stuff.
And they used to give you, a lot of places, like a little loaf of Italian bread, you know, a small loaf.
Yeah.
Now you get one or two pieces of bread.
Yeah.
And it may or may not be Italian.
Right. Yeah, and also just the cost, generally speaking. You know, if lunch for two people at a casual dining restaurant starts to approach $50, people are going to make different choices. They're going to bring a sandwich to work, or they're going to do something else that is a low-cost alternative, comparatively. And that's what's happening to a lot of these restaurants, where you'd figure there's a big lunch crowd. Every time I've gone out for lunch to a restaurant in recent times, there's never been any crowd at all.
Yeah, because they can't afford to eat out.
That's right. And it's gonna continue on. Because, again, people make choices. If the gas is too expensive, if milk at the grocery store is too expensive, consumer spending will pull back.
And here's another one for you. The Subway shops, the sandwiches that make the hoagies and the grinders and those sort of things, they had to jack their prices way up. So they came up with something new on the menu. It's no longer a half a sub or a full sub. They have a mini sub.
The mini sub, yeah.
Which is a quarter of the big sub.
Well, and just as expensive
and half of the medium sub.
Yeah. And but still would probably cost as much as a half sub comparatively. Would.
It does. Most certainly does.
Yeah, and that's right. It's everything is going up in price. You're getting less for your money. This isn't sustainable, and especially when you have an administration that just seems to not just look the other way with inflation, but maybe secretly saying, "Good, well, this is going to make people more dependent on government."
This is only part of it because remember, folks. Joe Biden is not holding back. He warned you that he planned to raise certain taxes because he had to pay for these programs, and it's coming. Income taxes are going up. Debt taxes are back. Capital gains taxes, plus raising corporate taxes, because, after all, the corporations aren't paying their fair share.
Yeah, you know, that's the kind of divisive language, number one, that really starts to creep in. With the idea that, you know, you're being victimized by some corporation out there somewhere. It's not fair. And by the way, we can raise their taxes and we don't expect them to raise their prices on the products that they make and so forth. Now, nobody wants anybody to get away free and this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or get something that they shouldn't get. But it's the class envy, class warfare, divisive, wedges that these Democrat Party elite people have no problem putting into play, and then they turn around and go, why is everybody mad at everybody? That's, you know, to them, I think that's they feel that's an achievement.
All right, and when we come back from this break we're about to take, folks, I'm going to have some detailed polling numbers and some things that have been going on here across the country that are really very interesting when you take a look at them. And then we're going to tell you who it is that the January 6th Commission is going to be calling as soon as they can. They want to get this person to testify and tell what he knows. So we'll see where that goes. And there's more people on the Trump train that were in the administration that are being called right now, Kyle.
Well, that's right. That's right. And, again, they're trying to make sure that they craft together their narrative. They want to call a lot of these big fish, as it were, to build up the drama of the whole thing. And if they were really looking, Captain, if they would look and see, well, because we know different people were there that day.
Yeah.
Some people were Trump supporters, but there were a lot who weren't Trump supporters.
Some people did something.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we get into a little bit more about the January 6th trial and who the chairman wants to call as a witness. And then I got some specific polling numbers that I think you'll find quite interesting. I'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have so many more tools we're developing.
and continuing to develop. That can contain COVID and other strains of COVID.
President Biden's comments when he was asked on Friday if he thinks COVID is here to stay. Biden adding that he thinks COVID may stick around globally, but not to the extent it is now. The president spending time in Colorado surveying wildfire damage in Boulder County. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh is talking up the December jobs figure that fell short of expectations.
It's a solid number as we continue to move forward and recover here in our recovery.
Walsh adding there's a lot more work to do as the economy added 199,000 jobs in December. Economists were expecting around 400,000 jobs to be added. The unemployment rate did tick down to 3.9%. This is USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Call 877-878-4203 or go to
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, and don't forget my buddy Mark is on Sunday nights on many of these great stations all across the country. Armed American Radio live at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can catch him during the week with his daily defense program. That's at 4 p.m. live Eastern Time. And tune in to him and find out all about what's going on with guns. By the way, speaking of guns, I will be in Bradenton on the 22nd of January at the American Legion Post, number 24, over on the west side of Bradenton. I'll give you more information about that as we get a little bit closer. But it's going to be a rally for the constitutional carry bill, which is being proposed here in Florida. And the governor said if they pass it, he'll sign it. Constitutional carry. Now, that's great. That's great. Okay. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You all know about MyPillow. Mike Lindell, of course, he thanks everybody every day and thanks God for the fact that he was given the chance to resurrect himself after it looked like he was going to be put out of business by the radical left. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. America stood up and worked with him, and people like myself endorsed him and got it out there in our radio shows and television shows so that you could hear about it. Now go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459 and check out all the great products they have there. You can save a lot of money and you can get some really good deals on some really good products. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. 1-800-259-9. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So, the chairman of the House January 6th committee has personally sent an invitation, so far it's an invitation, asking former Vice President Mike Pence to appear in front of the committee.
Well, that's right. And it would be interesting to see how that might play out if he, in fact, says okay that he'll come in and testify.
Well, yeah, and you got to wonder if there's because you know what they're trying to do. They're trying to trap anybody they can into saying that Donald Trump was running all of this and he was just, you know, and by the way, I guess it was with Pence, he was supposed to do something in the House to guarantee the fact that the electoral vote wouldn't go through, and you can't do that. You just can't do that. I don't understand why people to this day don't understand that he couldn't stop anything. He was just there to push the buttons.
Well, right. He was there to discharge his duty.
Yep.
In as vice president in the certification of the election. And if he did anything other than that, then that would have been a huge problem.
A violation of the Constitution.
Well, that's right. And yep. It's unfortunate because suddenly it begins taking on a life of its own. Oh, Pence did this and Pence is a traitor and all this, which nothing could be further from the truth.
Now, Chucky Boy Schumer is leaning on the Dems over the stalled voting bill, H.R. 1, S.B. 1, and 4, and trying to get it in the filibuster changes, trying to get that through. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton have gotten in the mix, trying to put pressure directly on Senator Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema and all, and none of it is working. None of it.
Nope. No, it's not. You know, the whole idea of the filibuster, Captain, is something that, you know, helps the minority be able to have some sort of say, some sort of power in all of this. Otherwise, it's just running roughshod.
Be a steamroller.
That's right. And this is what even Manchin has talked about in times past, in recent past, as a matter of fact. And that is, you know, you take that away, now you suddenly, you no longer have that kind of ability for the minority to speak up, because the American people are very, very specific about this. They don't want one party rule, you know, notwithstanding what's happening in California, but generally speaking, they don't want there to be a runaway like this.
Okay, we have a question that was sent to me by email here. It's from Sally, and she is in Bedford Heights, Ohio. She's saying, Captain, did you hear Justice Sotomayor say, why can't OSHA regulate a human body like a machine? I did hear her say that. And again, that's nuts. That's nuts.
Well, that is nuts because obviously that whole idea, the context of that whole thing and the connotation of it, maybe more importantly, does not bode well because we're not machines. We're individuals. That's why we have rights. Machines don't have rights. And so to even begin to characterize a person as a machine or liken a person to a machine is very disturbing.
Well, yeah. And, again, it's one of those things. Let's see. What do we got here? Oh, Eric is saying something. He's talking again about the barricades and all that stuff. That's old news. Okay. It doesn't matter who took down the barricades on January the 6th. We saw what we saw. People were let in. We know that this was an inside job because of the things that were going on.
Well, that's right, and that's why I'm talking about when you have a commission. Now, this is a Democrat Party commission. It's not going to be independent in any way. They don't care. Don't confuse them with any facts or any information. They just want to. They're going to spit out a conclusion, a foregone conclusion. What the American people would welcome, though, is an independent investigation, so that they understand the different forces involved and the different people on the ground that day. People should not have gone in the Capitol and did what they did. They had a choice to not go in there, but they chose to go in there. And there are other things in play here, there's no doubt.
Now, at the start of 2022, 34% of Americans, some 113 million, lived in a state with a Democratic trifecta. That means a House, a Senate, and a governorship. And 41.7%, or 138 million, lived in a state with a Republican trifecta. The remaining 24.3% of Americans, or 80 million, live in a state with a divided government. That's the way our country is currently set up.
Well, right. That's what I was even alluding to earlier. The idea that American people actually have a propensity throughout history to go with split-ticket voting. Not because they want gridlock, per se, but they know that a little bit of gridlock, to put it, I guess, in that context, can be a good thing, because otherwise you have one party going, you know, gangbusters to do whatever they want. We know the Democrat Party elite would love nothing more than that, Captain. You know, that's why they keep talking about our democracies being attacked, so they can federalize elections, so they can make it come out the way they want it to, because they're tired of having to run for election, I think.
And in 2022, 25 states and the District of Columbia will see an increase in the statewide minimum wage. State lawmakers approved legislation increasing the minimum wage in 12 of those 21 states, with hikes taking effect January 1st. In 8 other states, voters approved ballot initiatives that caused the 2022 increases.
And even with those increases, with all the good intentions
not
that
enough.
Some have, right, but look at inflation. Inflation's already eaten it up and then some.
The $15 an hour, they're already saying they want 20.
Right, because everything's so expensive, and there's no end in sight for this right now.
Mm-hmm. And here's one for you. The margin of victory is the difference between the share of votes cast for the winning candidate and a second-place candidate in an election, right?
Right, right.
Well, the 2021 races where more than one candidate ran in the election, the average margin of victory was 23.6%, and three races across the country were decided by a margin of half a percentage point or less.
Yeah, well, that's pretty important. Absolutely.
Yeah, Eric got up late. He's putting down stuff we've already talked about in the chat room.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, he's chiming in the chat room. That's right.
Yeah. And we appreciate you saying that, Eric. Of course, maybe some people didn't hear what we said in the first hour and the second hour. But anyway, and also, finally, before we go to break, Ballotpedia tracked more recall efforts in 2021 than any other year since we began compiling the recall data back in 2012. Now, they identified 529 officials who faced recalls in 2021. 25 of those 529 officials were recalled and tossed out of office. That's a very bad percentage.
Well, that's right. Well, traditionally, it's very difficult to get a recall to work. You saw what happened in California recently.
Yeah.
The district attorney in Los Angeles is on the second, you know, they're trying to get a second recall started. And that, it's unbelievable. The first one didn't work.
Well, they need to. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we get ready to come on back and get her done. All right. Mr. Gallagher, you're up.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Trucker's Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
know who that is and what that song is. What is it?
Well, that's Ted Nugent. The title's escaping me for a moment, though.
Diracious.
All right, Diracious, that's right. Very cool. But that's, yeah, pretty good classic Ted Nugent, man.
All right, Mr. Music, take it out and let us know what's going on out west.
All right, folks, well, out west tonight, of course, we still have a lot of winter weather advisories going on. Earlier, last hour, we were telling you about 4th of July Summit up there in northern Idaho. Still checking in around 31 degrees. They do have a winter storm warning in that area right now. Forecast looks for maybe partly cloudy skies and so forth, but you don't know what's going to come up, so be very, very careful there. Flood watch continues outside of Seattle, Washington. Also, we've got winter weather advisories coming down through parts of central Oregon as well. Very cold up in Montana. We've got a wind chill advisory up in most of northern Montana tonight. Missoula also has got an avalanche warning in that area, winter storm warning going on there right now. Down in California, we've got a dense fog advisory, and that's going to be going through the grapevine in that area. Hopefully that'll dissipate hopefully by morning or so, but be careful of that. Also, Highway 58 around Tehachapi there in Southern California, dense fog advisory. Snoqualmie Pass continues to be closed, drivers, so be very, very aware of that. You'll probably need to continue to find your alternate route as you go along I-90 there. Also, we've got I believe we had some snow and rain in the the Salt Lake City area as well. So that's coming up Interstate 15. We've got the high wind warnings in Cheyenne as well. So be aware of that. And that's what it's looking like out west tonight, Captain.
All right. We're going to start with North Dakota. Got quite a bit of snow across the northern part of North Dakota off the Canadian border. And then I-29. We've got snow from the Canadian border all the way down to Fargo, and we got a special warning around Fargo for the travelers on 29 and I-94. There's some high winds in there blowing the snow around, so we've got a blowing and drifting snow alert there for what will be snow drifts in the highway and poor visibility. So there you go. Now, it also comes over into the western part of Minnesota for that same length of territory. And then in the upper peninsula of Michigan, especially up along Lake Superior and Huron, you've got a lot of water issues there with the winds on the lake. But you've also got some snow kicking in up there in the upper peninsula. There's snow that's over down on the west side of Lake Michigan causing a little bit of problem there. We've got snow in Illinois. We've got snow in the eastern half of Missouri to all the way over to St. Louis, coming out of, coming out of Joplin and then Springfield, right on over all the way to St. Louis. So be advised, you'll have snow there. There's also some freezing drizzle tonight, folks. It's starting to work its way into Arkansas, and that's going to continue to the east. I-70, if you're traveling along there, you could have some freezing drizzle in Indiana, in Ohio, and may see it on I-64, too. And we've got some very cold temperatures at the present time in Georgia, Waycross, Georgia, over to Brunswick, and over there towards Brunswick we have a frost advisory, but it's a hard frost and almost a freeze in some areas. And then going up the ladder up into Pennsylvania, we've got a lot of rain tonight mixed in with snow in the Poconos and around Snowshoe and down towards Harrisburg and over towards Philly again in that area. So there could be freezing drizzle. There could be a little bit of rain, but the temperatures are cold enough to where there's also a bunch of snow in there, too. We got some fog along the Chesapeake Bay. Fog right now up along New York and Jersey and Long Island. And that's about what we got going on there, Kyle. So tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and go over there and check out his website, see all the great little things he's up to. All right, now we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line. And, of course, go over to her website, FoundersCode.com, to find out all the things that she's up to. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you think when you heard Justice Sotomayor give the talking points for MSNBC or CNN on any given day? I couldn't believe it that she was that ignorant that that's what she was going with, and what she said wasn't even accurate.
It wasn't even close to being accurate.
No.
So it tells me that she's clearly watching CNN and MSNBC and reading the New York Times every day.
100,000 kids in a hospital, many of them on ventilators. Where did she come up with that one?
How would I know? How would I know? But based on what she asked and declared yesterday, she should recuse herself from the case.
No kidding. No kidding. And even Breyer was questionable what he said, but he didn't get quite as dramatic as she did.
Yeah, it wasn't as extreme, for sure.
No. But she sat right there and quoted the rules according to Sotomayor, and it was all wrong.
It'll be interesting to see if she looks at social media at all as a fallout from what she had to say, and maybe she'll rethink some things. Or, you know, these justices, they all kind of get together for lunch and, you know, have these kind of roundtable discussions, so somebody may set her straight in her place, or maybe her staffers will. But there could be some very interesting post-oral arguments, conversations that would go on, and she may finally get the memo. But if she doesn't, she really needs to recuse.
Yeah, and again, I never thought I would say that about somebody who's supposed to be well-versed in what they do, but that showed me that she wasn't.
Well, they're not supposed to make declarations.
Nope.
Because they don't know if the declarations or statements, because they don't know if they're correct or not. They're only supposed to ask questions of the attorneys.
Mm-hmm. All right, real quick here. We are going to be talking about this when we come back. Of course, last month's 3.9% unemployment, the lowest since back in February of 2020 when it was 3.5% under Donald Trump. And, of course, they're jumping up and down going, oh, this is fantastic. Our economic package is working. Things are so tremendous. It's great. It's wonderful. No, it's not.
No. And it's not an accurate number because nobody is talking about the fact of how many people have taken themselves out of the job market completely.
Correct. Correct. And some of them may not be coming back because they may have retired. They may be going on Social Security or something like that. We don't know. Or then again, they're waiting for the next opportunity. Or they're coming back. You ready for this, folks? Self-employed. All right, we'll be right back with more with Jenny Steinman. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.